Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In this episode, Ella continues with her seven-part series, Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies. Today, she tackles the third eye chakra. And now, here's your host. Enchanted Monday, my enchanted beast. I know, I've been ghost, and for that, I apologize. Because honestly, I set extremely lofty goals for myself, but then reality sets in and reminds me that as enchanting as I am and as beastly as my beast is, I am still bound by the conventions of my human body. So you guys know I'm doing my first National Novel Writing Month, and I've been kind of doing these lives on Instagram, recording, you know, how the experience is for me. And of course, my body decides that it's the perfect time to throw itself into a lupus flare. So I'm fighting crazy fatigue and extreme pain and lupus brain fog. So I'm just kind of like tuddling along. And so I have come to realize that even two podcasts a week during NaNoWriMo is not going to happen. So I'm having to give up my Freaky Friday podcast until I'm done with NaNoWriMo. So I'm sorry for the change, but of course Freaky Friday will be back. Hopefully, you know, after November. But we're here today on Monday, and it's time for me to give you some motivation for the rest of your week, right? And we are continuing with the seven-part series on balancing our chakras so that we're able to heal the bodies of our humanity, right? And it's getting almost close to the end. We've gone through five chakras so far. We start at the bottom with the root chakra. We work our way up to the sacral chakra. We hit the solar plexus chakra. And then we had the heart chakra. Last week, we talked about the throat chakra, the first of the spiritual chakras. And so this week, we are ascending into an even higher vibration of spiritual chakra, the all-seeing, all-knowing third eye. Now, just stay with me, okay? Because when we talked about the throat chakra, I said this is where most people start to turn away from their study of the chakras. Because when you start getting into the whole spiritual chakra, it tends to get a little bit hokey for some people, right? Well, if you thought that the throat chakra was hokey, then probably the third eye chakra is going to send you running to your closest worship center in hopes of absolution from even listening to this and even considering doing chakra work. But I implore you, stay with me. Just stay with me, right? Because you've come this far. No need in walking away now. We'll be fine. I promise. And as always, I'm not proselytizing. I'm not trying to convert you to anything, because chakra work is not a religion. It's not a faith or anything like that. It's just a philosophy and a way of life. So we're ready to bring you out of the dark, and we're going to help you see in the light. I titled this podcast, I Have Three Eyes, Two to Look and One to See. And that's actually a quote that I gotten from, it was a Pinterest board I was looking at. And I thought, wow, that's really a great way to open up a conversation about the third eye chakra. We all know we have two eyes. We see them. Most people have two eyes. Some people don't have two eyes, but you know, for the most part, we have two eyes. And these eyes are how we are able to visually interpret our surroundings and our world. And people have always talked about the third eye. I mean, it's everywhere, right? So when you say, yeah, I got, you know, my third eye's open or third eye blind, I think that was a band back in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. But so the third eye is pretty much a ubiquitous term, but most people don't necessarily understand what it means as it relates to the chakras. I'm actually looking for, oh yeah, here it is, for that quote. The quote, it's listed with Bellamore. I have three eyes, two to look and one to see. And so the reason I thought it was so apropos as a title for this Monday Motivation podcast is because most people think that looking and seeing are the same thing. And they're not. Right? Most people will tell you that if you can see, then you're looking at something. So they use them kind of as a modifier and a verb. But that really isn't how it works. It's kind of like talking about strength and being strong. They're two different things, right? It is your strength that makes you strong. So, but a lot of people use them interchangeably. So that's kind of why I really wanted to use that as my title, because I want you to be thinking about the difference between looking at the world versus actually seeing the world. And I want you to ask yourself the question, why is seeing better? Why is it better that I see the world as it is versus that I look at the world as it is? Of course, I have to start with the basics when we're talking about our new chakra, because just in case, right, you're in some conversation with some hoity-toity new age Reiki priestess girl, at least you'll have a semblance of what is going on when she brings up the third eye chakra, right? So here are the basics. We start with the Sanskrit name, Ajna. That's freaking beautiful. Like if I were going to have another kid, I could totally see naming her Ajna, A-J-N-A. But it means brow. So I don't know if the kid would want to actually, you know, go through life being called brow, but the Sanskrit name is really pretty. The element is light. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but when we start talking about all of the elements associated with our chakras, right? We have our the physical chakras. Those are our lower three. We have the root chakra, which is earth. We have the sacral chakra, which is water, and we have the solar plexus chakra, which is fire. All elements of the earth, right? We get to the heart chakra. That is our unifying chakra, bringing together the lower and the upper chakras. And the element associated with the heart is air. So if we're looking at this thing, I mean, really looking at it, then we have earth with the root chakra, right? And we have water with the sacral chakra. And then we have fire with our solar plexus. We get air in the middle. And then last week we talked about ether, the element associated with our first spiritual chakra is ether. And ether, not the inert gas ether, but ether meaning spirit, spiritual realm. That's the element associated with our throat chakra. So the element associated with the third eye chakra, which is the second spiritual chakra, is light. Right? So we're getting kind of, we're moving from physical to metaphysical. And that is something that we have to be greatly aware of. We're moving from physical elements, elements that ground us here in the earth and the physical plane, into metaphysical elements. Those are the elements that elevate us into the spiritual plane. Last week, we talked about how the sacral chakra, right? The second chakra and the fifth chakra, those chakras work together. They balance each other out. So if there is some type of imbalance in your sacral chakra, then it's a really good chance that your throat chakra is going to have an imbalance as well. And so I said last week, make sure you're paying attention, because there is always going to be a corresponding physical chakra to the spiritual chakra, because the chakra system, like any good system, is about balance. And so that's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for balance. And the way to balance our upper and lower chakras is to make sure that both areas are working and doing what they're supposed to do. So the element for our third eye chakra is light. It's associated with the pituitary gland. Now, here's the kicker. I always just associate the pituitary gland with like Marfan's syndrome, right? That's the disease where the pituitary gland is producing way too much of the growth stimulating hormone, and people just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. And so I just assume that the pituitary gland is responsible for growth, like physical growth, right? But I said, well, you know, if I'm going to be giving out information, obviously I need to go do some research. And so I looked at what the pituitary gland, actually how the medical world sees it. It's called a master gland. That's crazy. I mean, I thought it was crazy. It's the master gland, and it controls the activity of most other hormone secreting glands. Now, listen, ladies, we all understand hormones and how they affect everything from your mood to your skin, to your hair, to your weight, right? Everything's affected by how hormones are functioning in your body. You have this one tiny gland. It's like the size of a sweet pea. That gland is located basically in the center of your head, exactly where your third eye is, at the brow between your two eyes, right? This gland is called the master gland. It controls every other hormone secreting gland in the body. If that gland is not functioning, if there's a problem with the pituitary gland, then nothing else in your body is going to work. Every system will shut down. So it says about the pituitary gland that it senses the body's needs, sends signals to different organs and glands to regulate functions and maintain an appropriate environment. And I thought, wow, I wonder if the third eye chakra functions similarly in our spiritual body. Does it have the same functions in the spiritual body as the pituitary gland has in the physical body? Well, I guess you're going to have to stay tuned to find out because I still have a butt ton of basic information for you. As I've stated, it's located in the forehead between your two physical eyes. Obviously, you're not going to see it, right? I mean, I've seen some people who've actually tattooed an eye on their forehead. And as much as I love tattoos, that is never happening. Not for me, but that's where our third eye chakra is. Its meaning, its purpose, its intuition, psychic abilities, visualizations, wisdom, memory, comprehension, dreams, and decisiveness. Okay, the color is purple or indigo. And I'm going to come back to this later on because there's something very special about this color purple. Okay, it's something extremely special about this color purple. And it is not just that Alice Walker titled her most famous work after it, right? The sound for our third eye chakra is Om. That is the second highest vibratory sound recognized by our spiritual body. It is the most recognizable Hindi symbol for sound. It is the frequency that life vibrates to. Om. It's such a beautiful sound. Its sense is pure intuition, representation by clairvoyance force, so the ability to see what is beyond the physical, intimacy, and the statement for this chakra is, I see. I want to say something really quickly about the word intimacy. I was on Instagram 1,000 years ago, and I saw this beautiful photograph, but it had a little bit of writing, and it says intimacy. And then it said, into me, you see. And I thought, holy shiitake mushrooms. That's exactly what intimacy is. I remember asking, you know, my husband, I've asked other women, I've asked other men, I've just asked anybody, what does intimacy mean to you? And they're just like, oh, you know, if you're having sex with somebody, or if you really love them and you're having sex with them. But it's not, there's no like true definitive answer. But when I saw this, I said, holy cow, that's it. And I went back in because I wanted to give the poet credit for it, because he actually just responded to my comment from 28 weeks ago. But I couldn't find it on my feed. So, but it's into me, you see. And that's intimacy. When you're able to see into someone, not with your physical eyes, right? Your physical eyes aren't capable of doing that. Your physical eyes can look at someone, but they're not able to see into someone. And so that's the difference, right? I really like that. Body parts that it's associated with, physical bodies, the nervous system, the base of the skull, forehead, facial expressions, left eye. I like that. Now I'm like going to have to go and research the deceased member of TLC. You know, she called herself Left Eye. There's a reason for that, right? And so I'm definitely going to have to go and do a little bit more research on her. It's also associated with the ears and the nose. All right. That's a basic. So if you're at a cocktail party and some chic woman comes in and she's talking about how she had her chakras cleansed, then you know enough about your third eye chakra to at least hold a 2 to 3 sentence conversation with her. Okay. Now, if you're interested in going a little deeper, then continue to listen. Because this third eye chakra is on some other stuff, okay? This gets hella hokey, hella fast, but you've got to stay with me, okay? Because it is transformative in so many ways. So open your mind, drop your judgments, right? And just accept the information for what it is. Can we agree to do that? Yes? Très bien. Let's take it a little deeper. The third eye is what's called the center, right? Because our chakras are energy centers. That's their wheels of energy. The third eye chakra is it's the energy center where duality is transcended of the personal I into the super I. Okay, Ella, thank you. I've had enough. I'm out. Don't leave yet. Don't leave. I'm going to explain it because I was reading through all this stuff and I was like, what does any of that mean? So, your girl has you. I have you. The third eye chakra is where the single conscious or the single unconscious mind of I transcends duality, crosses over into the duality or duplicity I. And not the I-E-Y-E, but the pronoun, capital I. In our physical state, we are one person. We have one consciousness. We have one unconsciousness. We are just ourselves, an individual entity, right? But within our spiritual body, we have the capability of transcending into duality. And what does that mean? It means that our individual unconscious and consciousness has the ability to merge with the collective human unconscious and consciousness. Stay with me. This will make sense. Okay? This is how it works. I'm going to explain it to you the way I explained it to my youngest daughter about maybe 4 years ago when she was 8. Not because I think you are incapable of understanding such an esoteric thought, but because this is how it makes sense to me. So here's how it goes. Let's think of the collective consciousness and unconsciousness of humanity as a giant chocolate chip cookie. Okay? And it's full of chocolate chips. Every kind of chocolate, every shape, every size, yada, yada. It's just chock full of chocolate chips. All of those individual chocolate chips, every chocolate chip represents an individual I, an individual state of consciousness and unconsciousness, right? Now, all of the chocolate chips together, they're being held together in that giant cookie, and that giant cookie is called the collective consciousness, the collective unconsciousness of humanity. And so the third eye chakra will allow my chocolate chip to have access to the knowledge and experiences and histories and futures, and it will allow me to access every single chocolate chip in this cookie, as well as the cookie itself. And that is the dual nature of mankind. We are individual. We have our own personal pile of consciousness and unconsciousness, right? And then if we do the work, and it's a lot of work, right? But if we do the work and we maintain and sustain the spinning of our third eye chakra, then we gain access to the collective conscious and unconsciousness of humanity. Okay? Now, I know it is hard to kind of fathom, like, what does that even mean? What does it even look like, right? In its simplest forms, transcending from individual to collective consciousness looks like, it looks like instead of your life traveling linearly, right? You're born, you grow up, you go to school, you do this, dot, 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 and it's on a line. Instead of everything being on a line, everything becomes a circle, which means there's no beginning and there's no end to the information that you have access to the knowledge that you can acquire, to experiences you can access. It means that there are no limits. You are not bound by a future or a past because you have access to all of it, right? Again, it sounds like something out of a movie, something out of a TV show, something out of my favorite movie, The Matrix, something out of my favorite TV show, Sense8. And that's where it's all coming from. How crazy would it be to say, I would really love to build a house, but I'm a writer. I'm going to tap into the collective consciousness of man so that I know how to do it. And then I do. And then I built a house. And I didn't go to college for that. Right? So that's what the whole third eye chakra's purpose is. It is to open up the collective consciousness of man. And when I say man, I mean mankind, not man with penis, but, you know, humanity. It is to open up the entire collective consciousness, right? And the unconscious state of man, of mankind, so that we can move on one accord knowingly. What does it look like? What are some of the behavioral characteristics of the third eye chakra? People have visions, right? This is not like, oh my God, I've never heard anything like this before. You have. Nostradamus, right? The sleeping prophet. I mean, all of the stories you've ever heard about people who can tell fortunes, people who can tell you what's going to happen to you before it happens, people who have premonitions, people who have a gut feeling that something is going to take place. And so they thwart, you know, something negative from happening. Visions, signs and wonders, for those of you who are Judeo-Christian and you've seen these words in the Bible or the Torah, right? And so you have prophetess and those who are able to see. Now, here's the deal. Another beautiful purpose of our third eye chakra is discernment. It keeps you from following those who claim to be what they're not. It keeps you from falling into the trap of Jonestown. It keeps you from becoming a member of a cult that's designed to destroy you as opposed to edify you. So that's another important aspect of the third eye chakra. It's having the ability to discern, are these visions legit? Is this person's clairvoyant ability, is it real? Right? That's why they can look the part. But unless you are seeing them with your third eye, you won't know if they're the truth. The other behavioral characteristics is intuition. Ladies, we have intuition in spades. It is our most potent gift of divinity. Unfortunately, most of us live in societies and cultures where men will try to make us question our intuition. Women have been persecuted since the beginning of time because of their intuition. Burned at the stake for witchcraft, thrown into the ocean with bricks, stoned, all for knowing without knowing. Now is certainly not the time, women, to question your intuition, okay? Perception of subtle dimensions. You can see the energy moving. Now, again, I know it sounds hokey because you have people who are like, oh my God, your aura is so weird. It's like a funky yellow. And most people don't even know what an aura is. Does it exist? Of course it exists. Of course it exists, because we're just energy. Energy is just vibration. And so everything gives off its energy. Now, I've never been able to see a person's aura, but am I sensitive to people's energy? Yes. Am I sensitive to the energy in physical spaces? Yes. And so I have to be very careful when I'm around people, because I also am somewhat empathic. So it's like, oh no, this energy, I'm taking it on. And so, yeah, you have to be careful with that kind of stuff, right? You have to pay attention to how your energy is reacting and responding to the energy around you. Access to mystical states and other illuminations. Now, look, I have never seen anyone levitate, right? But I'll tell you what I have seen. I grew up in a Black Baptist Southern church, and my father's people, they were Holiness Pentecostal Apostolic, right? I'm going to tell you what I've seen with my own eyes, right? I'll tell you what I've looked at with my eyes. I'll tell you what I've discerned with my eye. I've looked at people in church who are caught up in another state, and they are speaking with another tongue, and they are moving in a way that is not normal to their physical person. They called it catching the Holy Ghost, shouting, speaking in tongues. I've seen my grandfather cast out what he called demons. I've seen possession in my grandfather's church. I've heard a tiny little woman roar like a lion. I've seen all of that with my third eye. I've looked at people moving and shouting and crying and throwing themselves about and thrashing and speaking in some really weird foreign tongue that I'd never heard before. I've looked at a tiny woman fight off four giant men in my grandfather's church. There's no way she should have been able to do that, but I watched her do it, right? So when we start talking about mystical states of being, it's not that far-fetched. It's not that weird. It's not that difficult to say, oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Now, there are some practices who, you know, that say if you focus, right? If you meditate and you are, you know, of a certain caliber and you've done enough work with this third eye chakra that you can actually project your ba, your spirit, you can travel out into the astral plane. And here's how I'm going to say it. I can't deny that it can't happen because I don't know. I can't confirm that it has happened because I've never done it. Do I think it's possible to separate one's spiritual body from the physical body and send it someplace else? I want to believe it's possible. Is it something that I want to try for? No, I'm not particularly interested in projecting my spirit out on someone. But you know, in Salem, Massachusetts in the 1600s, little girls were claiming that others were sending their spirits out on them. And those other people were hanged at the gallows. So this is not new, this idea. Even in the West, it's not something that is unheard of, right? We have access to wisdom and insight. It is a connection, right? That's what I talked about with the whole collective consciousness. And we are motivated by all that we have access to through our third eye chakra. It motivates our creativity. It inspires what we create, right? Sometimes when people are, you know, their third eye chakra is open, it's spinning, and you know, they're safe and they're doing the work of the chakra, it's hard to tell people what you experience when you see the world through your third eye. It is hard to express how you know certain things when you know them because you saw it with your third eye. Those types of things are ineffable and intangible because that's what we come across when we're working in the spirit world, right? Ineffable, there are no words to really describe or explain what it is I'm trying to, you know, what I saw when I looked in, but I know, right? I know what I saw. Sometimes the visions we get or how we see things through our third eye can be a little bit blurry. It can almost seem like a waking dream, maybe phantasmagoric, right? Kind of ghost-like, cloudy even, like, I'm waking up. Maybe that wasn't really happening, but who knows, right? And so we don't know. Sometimes we're like, wait, did I just see that? No, I didn't just see that. Nah. That wasn't real because it doesn't look like how our two physical eyes understand the world, but our third eye will envision things slightly differently, right? Because of all of this, we're able to gain insight so that we are able to live more deeply, create more deeply, right? And align with our highest good. Here, hold on to that. The whole purpose of gaining this access to the collective conscious and unconscious state of mankind, the whole purpose of clairvoyancy and clairaudible, right? Where you're able to hear what others can't hear. The whole point of being able to perceive the subtle energies, the whole point of accessing our third eye chakra and seeing the world instead of just looking at it is so that we are able to live and create more deeply and align everything we do, everything we are, with our highest good. Right? I mean, what's the point in living and creating if you're doing so at a basic level? We live and we create so that we inspire others to live and create, right? You're not going to inspire me to go out and live and be creative if all you do is go to work and come home and sit in front of a television. When all you create are indentations on your couch from your butt, right? No, we need access to the higher level of our chakra so that we can rise up to our highest state of being. And through that, we're able to inspire others to live and create to their highest state of being, right? So there are this thing, and this is really, it freaked me out. I'm not going to lie because I'm not really big into philosophy. I kind of am, but then I'm kind of not because I get bogged down in it. But this concept of archetypal dimension, this is Carl Jung, right? He's a a Swedish psychologist, and he had this concept of archetypal dimensions. And I'm trying to get my head wrapped around this whole thing and how it relates to our third eye chakra. It took me probably 2 hours reading several articles and, you know, skimming through books to try and get something that was easy enough for me to understand and in a way that I could explain it to you. Okay, so here we go. An archetype, parts of the collective unconsciousness of humanity used to organize, direct, and inform human thought and behavior. Ella, I know, break it down. So I did. Collective unconsciousness of humanity creates typical recurrent symbols and motifs that we use unknowingly to organize, direct, and inform how we are to behave and how we are to think. Again, it's dealing with the unconscious. There's the collective consciousness, there's the collective unconsciousness, right? Within the collective unconsciousness, there is archetypes. These are symbols, these are motifs. Motifs are just kind of ideas and statements that run rampant throughout all of history, throughout every culture. They're universal and they're innate. They are universal. What does that mean? It means that they apply to everyone in every place, in every time. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or what time you're living in. These motifs and symbols are applicable to you. That's the universality of it, right? And they're innate. What does that mean, Ella? It means that regardless of where you're born, regardless of when you're born, regardless of to whom you're born, it doesn't matter. You are born with an understanding and a connection to these these archetypical symbols and motifs. This is the collective unconsciousness of humanity. Now, we use this in an effort to organize, direct, and inform ourselves, right? This is how we should think about this concept. This is how we should behave in this situation. This is what we understand here. So it's a way of organizing humanity. Here's the kicker. It's called the archetypal dimensions. Dimensions means, in this realm, it means the sequence in which humanity experiences the archetypical symbols and motifs. The sequence in which they're experienced is always the same for every person, in every time, in every place. That's why history constantly repeats itself. Because the collective unconsciousness of mankind keeps trying to unify the physical and the spiritual bodies so that everyone is functioning at their highest self. But we're human, so we keep misinterpreting. We don't do the work to open the third eye chakra, so we can't see the world for what it is. We keep looking for reasons for what's happening in our unconscious state. And we refuse to do the work so that we're able to truly see who and what we are. And when you only look at the world, then you find a million and one reasons to separate yourself from everyone else. When you only look at the world, you find a million and one differences between you and everyone that doesn't look like you, sound like you, believe like you, dress like you, worships like you, praise like you, right? When you only look at the world with your two eyes, you lack the connection to the collective consciousness of humanity that shows us that we're all just a bunch of chocolate chips in a giant cookie, right? Even though some of us are shards and some of us are actually giant chips and some of us are small and some of us are dark chocolate, some of us are milk chocolate, some of us are white, it doesn't matter because we are all just a bunch of chocolate chips and a giant chocolate chip cookie. Our third eye chakra allows us to see that, where our two eyes only allows us to look at the fact that my chocolate chip is 85% cacao and his chocolate chip is milk chocolate. We're different. We're different, and that's why we can't ever share space or time or thoughts or ideas or knowledge. But our third eye chakra is designed to bring us together and give us access to the collective consciousness of man. Because the collective unconsciousness of man is happening without your permission. You are already plugged into the collective unconscious state of mankind, right? You don't have anything to do with that. We all understand the same archetypical motifs. We don't know why, but we do. We all understand the same archetypical symbols. We don't know why, but we do. We all feel the same shift in the world. We don't know why, but we do. If there is upheaval in one space, then you can bet your bottom dollar is ricocheting all throughout the world because there is a collective unconscious state of mankind at work, and its whole purpose is to try to get us to elevate through the chakras so that we are able to live as our highest state. But we keep looking at the world we live in. We refuse to do the work to open the chakras so that we're able to truly see the world we live in. And that is why this is my favorite chakra. It's designed to bring us together. It's heady work, no pun intended. And it's difficult work. It's also scary because the etheric plane is nothing to play with, right? Because as much as we all want to believe that we're all benevolent in our spiritual form, we're not. If your physicality is malevolent, you're evil and weird and cranky as a physical body, then your spiritual body will follow suit. So you have to be careful when you're talking about engaging the etheric plane. But if we are ever to come together in the way we were designed to, then it's a plane that has to be breached. So I spent a lot of time talking about that, and now I have to kind of run through and talk about what's happening when you're blocked. But I really don't feel like I need to do that, because obviously if you're blocked, you can't see. You have no vision in your life. You lack focus. You can't concentrate. You have difficulty understanding what's going on around you. You don't know good from bad. When I say that, I mean, you don't make good decisions because you're indecisive or you have poor judgment. Either way, when your third eye chakra is blocked, you are stuck. You can't move, right? Now, if you have way too much third eye chakra energy going, more than likely, you have more fantasy than real. You can't tell what's real and what's fake, right? You lose touch with reality. You fear subtle energies. You have physical attributes, headaches, vision problems, seizures, insomnia, nausea, sinus, hallucinations, judgment, anxiety, mental fog. I read through this list and I said, oh God, I have narcolepsy with cataplexy. And pretty much all of this stuff can apply to me. But that is a conversation for a whole nother day, this idea that narcolepsy with cataplexy is really, the oracle and the prophets and the clairvoyants. History has discerned that most of them had narcolepsy with cataplexy, because there's this whole otherworldly aspect to living with this sleep disorder. So I'll come back to that on another time. But I just want to get to this because I love balance. And that's what we're going for, a balanced third eye chakra. How do you balance your third eye chakra? The easiest and the best way to balance your third eye chakra is with its coordinating lower chakra, the root chakra. If you're going to be sending your spiritual body out into the etheric plane, then you had better be grounded here in the physical, right? So we want to make sure that your root chakra is good, that you are strong and grounded and good to go in the root chakra, because that is the tethering physical chakra. That's the tethering lower chakra to your third eye spiritual chakra, right? So it is the earth that grounds the light. When lightning strikes, it strikes the earth and it's grounded. Bada bing, bada boom. Science has taken everything from the chakra system. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy, that you're living as healthy as possible. Treat your physical body like you want your spiritual body to look, because whatever you do to your physical self, it's happening to your spiritual self, right? Make sure you continue your yoga practice as long as you have permission from your doctors. Make sure you are monitoring your energy, and you can change the energy around you with the use of crystals. Anything in blue, dark blue or purple will work. Make sure you're looking at the right aromatherapies. I have a list on my Pinterest board for you. Eat a lot of blue and purple foods. Okay? Eat a lot of blue and purple foods, because that's stuff that's going to be good for your third eye chakra. Make sure you are calm and relaxed. If something is interrupting that state of mind for you, you have to get out of it. You deserve more than that. Now, third eye chakra, I told you it was going to be a little bit more hokey. I told you that it would be a lot more spiritual. I told you that you would probably want to run, but I implore you, do the work, right? Give yourself a chance to tap into something greater than you are. Okay. I got the red 59, which means I really do have to end this podcast. Boy, thank you guys so much for joining me in the Enchanted Forest. I will be back next Monday to finish up the series and tell you guys exactly what we're moving into next. Until next time, be great. This has been Ella Sean with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember to stay enchanted.